We report next on an effort to count how many children have suffered a devastating loss in the pandemic. The study by the journal Pediatrics estimated how many kids lost a parent or a grandparent caregiver to COVID-19. NPR Health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I just want to note, one kid losing a parent is traumatic. How many kids have had that experience from COVID?
So the study estimates it's 140,000, and that's not the full number. That was only until the end of June. We're now in October. So even more from the recent Delta wave. I spoke with author Susan Hillis, an epidemiologist at the CDC and an author of the study. She estimates that right now we're talking about 175,000 kids orphaned by the pandemic. And to be clear, the study defines orphan as losing one or two parents.
This means that for every four COVID-19 deaths, one child was left behind without a mother, father, and or a grandparent who provided for that child's home, needs, and nurture.
And the longer the pandemic continues, the more kids will be affected.
Now, we should note this affects people of every race, of every demographic description, but as in so many other things, there's a disproportionate effect among communities of color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the same with this as well. Here's the exact breakdown from Hillis.
65% of all children experiencing COVID-associated orphanhood or death of their primary caregiver are of racial and ethnic minority. That is such an extreme disparity.
And if you look closer at individual groups, Steve, American Indian and Alaska Native kids were 4.5 times more likely to have lost a primary caregiver when compared to white kids. Black kids, 2.4 times more likely, and Hispanic kids almost twice as likely.
I suppose that there's some possibility of estimating the impact on these kids.
Well, we know from past studies that losing a parent can put a kid at higher risk of economic, food, and housing insecurity, especially when we're talking about communities of color, which are already disadvantaged. And mental health care providers are already seeing the emotional impacts. Dr. Warren Eng is a child and adolescent psychiatrist at Columbia University, working primarily with kids in communities of color. He says even grieving has been difficult for them. Many didn't even get to see their parent in the hospital or say goodbye.
They weren't able to go to a funeral. There wasn't really the same set of, I think, rituals and structures that are intended to help support people through a difficult process.
So that obviously compounds the impact on the kids.
Some people will be asking, what can I do?
Support is key. So making sure kids remain in loving and supportive families will be key. But the problem is there's no systematic way of finding these kids and getting them the care they need.
NPR's Ritu Chatterjee, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.